This is VOA News via remote, and I'm Laurel Boomen. Uganda's Election Commission Saturday declared incumbent Yoweri Museveni the winner of the presidential election, extending his 35-year rule as his main rival alleged fraud and urged citizens to reject the result. Museveni won 5.85 million votes, or 58.64% of the total, while main opposition candidate Bobby Wine won 3.48 million votes, or 34.83% of that total. The results were announced by the Electoral Commission in a televised news conference. Suicide rates in Japan have jumped in the second wave of the COVID-19 pandemic, particularly among women and children, even though they fell in the first wave when the government offered generous handouts to people. A survey found the July-October suicide rate rose 16% from the same period a year earlier, a stark reversal of the February-June decline of 14%, according to the study by researchers at Hong Kong University and Tokyo Metropolitan Institute of Gerontology. Saudi Arabia expects to reopen its embassy in Qatar in the coming days, Saudi's foreign minister said on Saturday, following a U.S.-backed detente last week in a three-year-old dispute between Arab states. It's just a matter of logistics, Saudi Arabia's foreign minister told journalists in Riyadh when asked about embassy reopenings. An aftershock jolted Indonesia's Sulawesi Island on Saturday as rescue workers combed the rubble of collapsed buildings for survivors after an earthquake killed at least 46 people on Friday and sent thousands of residents fleeing in panic. The country's disaster mitigation agency said no damage or casualties were reported from Saturday's magnitude 5.0 tremor in West Sulawesi, which shook the area a day after the magnitude.